Princess Hotels Mexico explains what is the Day of the Dead. The Day of the Dead is, without a doubt, one of the most popular and traditional festivities in Mexico. It is celebrated every year on the 1st and 2nd of November. That is why it attracts the curiosity of tourists who are dazzled by the sweets, altars and cantinas Mexican skulls that mark the tradition during this festivity. If you wonder what is the Day of the Dead and why is it celebrated, here we explain it to you. It is a Mexican origin holiday where families celebrate the lives of those who are no longer there. Every year, thousands of people visit belfries carrying gifts to remember those who have gone ahead of us on the way. For this reason, tributes are paid to them with different offerings such as flowers, traditional sweets, bread of the dead, sweet skulls, etc. Special objects of great significance for the deceased relative. The spontaneity and creativity with which the altars and cemeteries are decorated using cempasúchil flowers, candles and multicolored chopped paper attract thousands of visitors every year, curious to know what is the Day of the Dead and how Mexicans celebrate it. The Day of the Dead parade is also one of the highlights of this day. Thousands of people, all over the country, parade in the streets disguised as Catrinas or other Mexican terror legends such as La Llorona or Charro Negro. What are the main legends of terror in Mexico? In Mexico, popular traditions are of great importance to the population. Above all, popular legends allow generations of now to know the past of Mexico. Also, to understand how certain phenomena were explained. These entertaining and beautiful legends usually have supernatural characters. In addition, they tell frightening facts that were transmitted from mouth to mouth and from generation to generation, until today. The legend of La Llorona. One of the most popular horror legends in Mexico is the story of La Llorona. La Llorona was an indigenous woman who fell in love with a Spanish conqueror. They enjoyed years of happiness in a secret relationship. Three children were born, and then the Spanish betrayed La Llorona and married a rich Spanish woman. Finally, he left La Llorona and his children. Hurt by treachery and deceit, he took his children, embracing them strongly with the deep love that he professed them, and plunged them into a river until they drowned them. To then also end his own life by not being able to bear the guilt. From that day, it is said that the lament of the woman in the river where this happened is heard. In addition, in many other locations, there are those who say they have seen her wandering desperately searching, with a deep cry of pain and lament that cries out for her children. The legend of Charro Negro. For many centuries, Charro Negro has been one of the most respected and well-known horror legends of Mexican folklore. Legend has it that one night a beautiful peasant woman, on her way home, saw, in the distance, the walk of a horse with a mounted charro rider. Upon arrival, the horse prostrated at his side and the girl was dazzled. The charro was very handsome and wore a beautiful black suit with elegant boots with gold spurs. The handsome man invited her to get on his horse and she could not resist. As soon as he climbed up, the rider took his way quickly and flames engulfed them, while the woman screamed loudly to try to get down but was not able. That man was nothing more and nothing less than the devil, who came for a beautiful and unsuspecting lady to take with him to hell. The legend of the Alugs is another very popular legend in Mexico, and especially in Playa del Carmen, is the legend of the Alugs. For centuries, the Alugs have been around protecting farmers' crops and causing chaos among humans. These fun creatures of small dimensions enjoy a lot of human food. They also love living in small houses that farmers create for them. However, annoying an Alux is a bad idea, since a vengeful Alux gets into the minds of their caregivers, causing unexplained oblivion and objects mysteriously disappear. How is the Day of the Dead celebrated at Princess Hotels? In Princess Hotels Riviera Maya, the Day of the Dead is an important holiday, and for our guests, it is an excellent opportunity to enjoy two consecutive celebrations, the Day of the Dead and Halloween. The programming of the festivities includes the size of the pumpkin, so that all guests can enter the spirit of Halloween. The costume parade, one of the high points of the festivities where guests can support their favorite costumes. The sample of altars, one of the most popular attractions of the Day of the Dead and an excellent opportunity to know one of the most ancient traditions. For children, there will also be several surprises where you can't not miss the traditional trick or treat. All these activities will be accompanied by a delicious traditional cuisine full of sweet surprises. We hope that now that you know why the Day of the Dead is celebrated, you want to share it with us at Princess Riviera Maya. So you have a holiday full of sweet pranks. Did you know what the Day of the Dead is? Do you know new typical Mexican legends? We will love reading them in the comments.